Welcome, everyone, to the Supersize Phys Ed podcast. I'm your host, Dave Kearney, and I teach kindergarten through fifth grade in Fort Myers, Florida. And it's kind of that time of year where it's a little chilly, little warm. It's kind of weird. It's kind of up and down roller coaster this morning. It was in the 50s, which some of you is like really warm. And then it's going to get into the high 70s, which is pretty nice, actually. So I don't know why I told you that. I just wanted to talk about the weather real fast. So today, I wanted to talk about fighting for your right to PE, fighting for your space, fighting for your stuff, your schedule, all this type of stuff that I think is important and hopefully will inspire you to stick to your guns and do what's best for the students. So here we go. All right. So first of all, I hope this doesn't come off as a rant because I'm not mad. I just want to, for you and everyone out there to, again, to stick to your guns. And so to start with, you know, what is your space? Now, I'm going to put a video link in here. I did a video on fighting for your right to PE earlier in the year. And so then so you could see my space. I have a pavilion where the students come in and they'll sit on their dots and then we'll get going right away with some music or whatever we're doing that day. And it's a covered pavilion. It's pretty big. I have a big field with a track around it. It's the bus ramp, but we use it for a track. I have two basketball courts and a playground, kind of part-time, share that with recess. And in the past couple of years, this is my eighth year, in the past few years, recess became mandatory at our school for 15 minutes, maybe 20, I think. I can't remember what it is. And that's a good thing. I want kids to have recess. And I see that all over social media where it's like, oh yeah, fight for recess. Kids need to have recess, mandatory recess. And I agree with that, but it's easy to say that when it doesn't affect you because recess has really affected my space. And I've had to share, for a while, I shared the field, my big field with recess where, you know, I put out some cones and stuff and they would have access to the field on the other side. But the problem with that is the field itself, the grass, I mean, it turned into a desert really fast. It's all sand. And that happens even right now, what's happening just from PE. I mean, just from the rainy season ending and then more of a dry season, you know, I try to move my, where we are set up around, I move, you know, to different areas, but it gets pretty bad. And with recess, it was really bad. So I had to fight for my field. I mean, I had to talk to my administration and just say, you know, are there any alternatives we can do here? Because recess is just tearing up the field completely. And a few years ago, after that happened, I think it was the first year of mandatory recess, they had to resod the whole thing over the summer. And so, you know, you need to fight for your space. I mean, I lost the track to recess. Sometimes we still use the track, but, you know, that's the compromise. I did compromise on that. They got to use the track, but they have to stay off the field. And there's times when I see people on our field and I'm like, no, it's our field. Please stay off. Or I'll email them nicely to remind them. So the first thing is define your space and, you know, fight for that space. Okay, I'd say the second thing is bathroom and drinks. Now, again, I know this isn't everybody, but if you, some of you have your own gym or whatever you want to call it, you know, gymnasium. I know we don't call you gym teachers anymore, or us gym teachers. We're PE teachers. We're educators. I understand that. But those of you who don't, and there's a lot of you, because it's like me, you know, I have people from recess coming in my pavilion, or I did, all the time while I'm teaching. Like, I'm standing up there teaching 100-plus kids, and I have kids coming in from recess trying to get drinks and go to the bathroom. And I told them no. I send them away. And I've had to deal with that. And I think they're starting to get the idea that I'm not going to let them. You know, recess can't just come barging into my classroom, my learning space. And I've had to email teachers on that. I'm saying, you know, and most of them are like, oh, we don't need it's only 15 minutes. They don't need the bathroom. They don't need drinks. Well, they come in all the time, or they did, you know, until I put my foot down and said, this is my learning environment. This is where I teach. I don't come into your rooms while you're doing math and just use your bathroom. I mean, that's the equivalent of doing that. And going back to my field, you know, during recess, there were times, I'm not kidding you, I'd have things set up for, like, I set up the younger students in the morning. And we'll talk about that in a minute, but the older kids come out in the afternoon. And in between, I would set things up. And recess would use, I mean, sometimes they wouldn't even clean up. They use our stuff. Like, I'd have baseball things set up. and the balls will be in the ditch and all this stuff. And it's just ridiculous. You need to stand your ground when it comes to these things, because I had to. And I think it's very important. Don't feel like if you're a first-year teacher, second-year teacher, or whatever, or brand new to a school, that you can't stick up for your space. I mean, that is your learning environment. You need to take charge of it. And I'm not saying be mean, but, you know, respectfully, but stick up for your space. Stick up for your area. It's your, you know, PE learning environment. Stick up for it. So the next one is the schedule. Now, you may not have any say over the schedule, and I didn't think I did either, but I do, and I did go to administration usually over the summer and check out what they're doing with the schedule. And they're usually pretty good at giving us something here and there. One thing was, originally when I got here, the older kids came out in the morning. The third, fourth, fifth came out in the morning. Then we had lunch. Then the younger kids did come out in the afternoon. Well, I asked them to switch that because of the weather, first of all, because it's ridiculously hot in Florida sometimes, most of the year. And, you know, I didn't want the kindergartners outside in 95 degree heat. Not that I want the fifth graders out there either, but they're better suited for that, I guess. And they're older and they understand, you know, they have to get drinks more often and they have to take it easy. And they understand their bodies more and just, you know, what's going on there as far as, the weather and taking care of themselves. But also for testing. This made so much sense. I don't know why. I'm like, okay, when the younger kids would come out in the afternoon, we'd have to switch schedules around because the older kids would be testing, like when it came to testing at the end of the year, and they'd be missing their specials if not for switching. So we had to do a lot of switching. Like fifth grader would come out like first thing. Well, that when there's testing going on, they had to switch with kindergarten. And it'd get all messed up. So instead of doing all that, I just said, well, why don't we just have the little kids out in the morning and the big kids out in the afternoon? So, you know, take a look at the schedule, see if it works for you, and then maybe just put in your input. Yeah, however you want to say it. Give your input, let's just say. So, to your administration, because they want to change something even this year. They want to change the way they come out this year is, and I like it, it goes second, then first, then kindergarten. They want to flip that around, but then I couldn't do martial arts because martial arts, the instructors come out first thing and they do second grade. So I had them, I stuck to my guns there and asked if we can, keep it the same. And they did. They were very nice about the administration. So I appreciate that. Now, speaking of martial arts, every year, there's one person that complains about how loud it is. And it's true. It does get loud because the kids do a lot of chanting. And if you listen to my martial arts podcast, I did put some of the chanting on there. And, I want all the kids in the school to have a quiet learning environment. And it's true. It gets a little loud. And I tell the instructor we need to keep it down. I tell the kids we shouldn't be screaming. It just, say the chants, do what's, asked of you, and that's it. But there's always one person that goes to administration on me, and I get calls saying it's too loud. No one else has a problem with it but her. And, I just got to stick to my guns on this one. And I did. I said, I will work with them. I will do my best to keep the noise level down. Martial arts is only 9 weeks, and it's 2 days a week, so you're talking 18 days. It's 40 minutes, but they're not chanting for 40 minutes. You're talking, out of 180 days, you're talking 18 days and, at the most 30 minutes, not even. And so, I want to stick up for that because martial arts is good for kids. They teach them self-control, self-respect, self-defense, and they teach, good morals. And so it's really good for them. And I have been sticking to my guns on that because I don't want to lose martial arts because one person is upset. And I try to work with her and try to work with the administration on that. But, I'm not losing martial arts based on one person. I'm sticking to my guns there. Okay, and I say the last one is testing and your loss of space. Because sometimes we have to move to a different field or out into our field or kind of push into music or the media center. And we go there sometimes for rainy days anyway. But sometimes we'll go in there. And we had the cafeteria. We lost the cafeteria because of our time differences. We start later, so we don't have access to the cafeteria anymore at all. And so sometimes we have to push into them, again, to music. We have a great music teacher. She you know, allows us to come in and we'll just kind of work together, a little bit of PE, a little bit of music with a lot of kids. Again, the media center, but, you know, I don't love going in there. We have to, especially on rainy days. But, you know, you just got to learn to adapt to the situation. But, you know, I still want you, and I need to stick to my guns when it comes to, you know, these kids need shade and they need water when it's hot out here. I mean, I know some of you don't deal with the weather at all because you're inside, and that's awesome. But out here, you know, again, when it's in the 90s, I can't have the kids out in the field in the sun for 40 minutes. You know, they're like dying out there. They need water, and they need to go in, you know, to the shade. And so, you know, I understand they're testing, but, you know, they need to understand that I have to do what I have to do for my students. So if you're always doing what's best for the students, that is what's right, and that's how I feel. I'm doing what I can do to make the best experience possible for these students, and I encourage you to do the same. So now it's time for the Cowbell Tip of the Day. All right, your Cowbell Tip of the Day is not only to fight for your right to PE, but do it respectfully, okay? Email's tough because sometimes, you know, or texting, you know, you can't tell tone or sarcasm or whatever on that, or, you know, so face-to-face is better, you know, talking things out. But, you know, if kids are on my field constantly, and they shouldn't be, you know, I'll send out an email saying, hey, just a reminder, please stay off the field, and I'll state the reasons. I'll say, you know, the field just keeps getting torn up, and that's, you know, that's the deal we made. But they have worked well with me as well. I don't want you to think it's just fighting back and forth with the classroom teachers, because I was a classroom teacher for almost 10 years. So, you know, work with them, do it respectfully. Even the bike trailer that we had recently, I asked if recess could actually go use our field because we needed the track for the bikes and the scooters. So it worked out perfectly. So I guess your tip of the day is do it respectfully, but stick to your guns. You guys are awesome. That is your Cowbell Tip of the Day. All right. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in to Fight for Your Right to PE. Again, I will put my website in the show notes, also the link to my video of this that I put out a while ago. So it's not word for word, but it's kind of showing my space and what I'm kind of referring to there. So I'm encouraging you to fight for your space, fight for your stuff. You are a teacher. You are an educator. You have space. You have a learning environment. It is yours. Okay, don't consider yourself a second-class citizen in the school. Okay, because I did for a while, and I wish I had this kind of attitude when I first started out, because I was, you know, kind of like, oh well, you know, I'm just a PE teacher. No, you're not just a PE teacher. You're an educator with, I consider, the most important job in the whole school. So take care. You guys are awesome. I got a new beat for you. Here we go.